Hi, everybody. This is Rabbi Yoni Mandelstam speaking for Parsha Shmini for the TABC Alumni Dvar Torah. Hope all is well. Hope everyone's doing well. Unfortunately, there will be many times in life where we will all feel the need to criticize others. It is a reality, whether it comes to a teacher in school, a parent at home, certainly in family life. You know, if I don't take out the garbage, my wife needs to politely tell me so. And that is certainly encouraged if a husband needs to be reminded. So it is the wife's place to criticize, obviously done in the right way. I think that Parsha Shmini, for me, has always been the source of a beautiful Dvar Torah, which speaks about the way one is supposed to criticize, the approach one is supposed to take towards giving somebody what we're going to call a constructive criticism. One of the larger portions of the parsha discusses non-kosher and kosher animals. We all know that if an animal has split hooves and chews its cud, it is kosher, and if not, not. Interestingly, when the Torah describes certain animals, it says they only have one kosher siman, but not the other. For example, in Parak Yud Aleph, Pasuk Dalet, the Torah says, "Ach es zeh, lo sochlu, but this do not eat. Why? Mima'alei hagera." So it's going to say that it's lacking one of the two simanim. Why? Let's say the camel, for example. Ki ma'ale geirahu. Because what? What do we know about the camel? So maybe, yes, it's true, it brings up its cud. However, uparsa einenu mafris. But its hooves are not split. Tamehu lachem. So seemingly a rather simple, innocuous pasuk. However, if you look closer, what did the Torah do? It was so beautiful. It didn't say simply, oh, well, the camel is just not kosher because it doesn't have a split hoof. Rather, it says, well, while it does have the positive attribute in the fact that it brings up its cud, however, despite that one positive attribute, it does not have a split hoof. So basically the Torah put the positive before the negative. And that is the Bali Musar learn out from this, that whenever giving Musar, you're supposed to emphasize the positive first. Listen, man, you bring up your cud really well, but, you know, your hoof just needs to be a lot more split. So obviously that would be a ridiculous thing to say to an individual, but I think we all understand the Musar involved. That even when the Torah is saying that an animal, a camel, is treif, it's specifically putting its kosher siman before its treif siman. And I really enjoy the vort from the Kutzker that I originally saw on Rabbi Fran in the Parsha. Sorry, not this week's Parsha. When the Torah says, Hochech, tochiach, asamitach, you should give Musar, but it says, Velotisa alav etachet. And you know what the Kutzker says on that Pasuk? Velotisa alav etachet. You should not lift. Tisa means to lift. You should not lift a love upon him the sin. Meaning you shouldn't say, oh, this sin is awful, this sin is awful. You know, you did such an awful thing. Rather, put the person above the sin. Don't put the sin above the person, put the person above the sin. For example, in a class, if a student calls out, I don't say, oh, that was an awful thing to do. You don't put the sin above the person. Tell the person, oh, you're such a great student. How could someone as great as you do something like that? You know better than that. You know, we're putting the person above the sin. And we are going to find ourselves in life, in an awkward situation where we might need to criticize a coworker, a colleague, a fellow student, a spouse, parents, that's a complicated one, obviously, and a child, for sure. And we all need to figure out how to put the Musar in the proper context. It's extremely important not to get carried away in the negative. Rather, we should always put the positive first. And particularly with regards to Shalom Bayis, and for those of you who might be in the Parsha of dating, by nature, dating leads to, criticism, and people analyze one another, and that is certainly something that you're supposed to do. You have to know, you have to be spoken out, with a Rebbe or a parent or whatever. But always emphasize the positive first. It's very healthy to always put the positive before the negative, and that is an approach to life that I think we could all glean from this week's Parsha. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Kol Tov.